During the next 2 centuries, 7 other crusades took place. Gradually, the crusaders learned the technique of the trip. The land voyage was too tedious and too dangerous. They preferred to cross the Alps and go to Genoa or Venice, where they took ship for the East. The Genoese and the Venetians made this trans-Mediterranean passenger service a very profitable business. They charged exorbitant rates, and when the crusaders, most of whom had very little money, could not pay the price, these Italian profiteers kindly allowed them to work their way across. In return for a fare from Venice to Acre, the crusader undertook to do a stated amount of fighting for the owners of his vessel. In this way, Venice greatly increased her territory along the coast of the Adriatic and in Greece, where Athens became a Venetian colony, and in the islands of Cyprus and Crete and Rhodes. All this, however, helped little in settling the question of the Holy Land. After the first enthusiasm had worn off, a short crusading trip became part of the liberal education of every well-bred young man, and there never was any lack of candidates for service in Palestine. But the old zeal was gone. The crusaders, who had begun their warfare with deep hatred for the Mohammedans and great love for the Christian people of the Eastern Roman Empire and Armenia, suffered a complete change of heart. They came to despise the Greeks of Byzantium, who cheated them and frequently betrayed the cause of the cross, and the Armenians and all the other Levantine races, and they began to appreciate the virtues of their enemies, who proved to be generous and fair opponents.